This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said in a video from his hospital room on Saturday that he felt much better and he hoped to be back soon after a day of contradictory messages from the White House about his condition following his COVID-19 diagnosis. In a four-minute video posted on Twitter, Trump, looking somewhat tired and wearing a jacket and open-necked shirt, said he wasn't feeling so well when he first arrived at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He added that the next few days would be crucial in his fight against the coronavirus.
So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days.
The address came hours after differing assessments of his health from administration officials left it unclear how ill the president had become since he tested positive for coronavirus. Trump's doctors said Saturday morning that he has been improving, but his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, said the president's vital signs had been concerning beginning Friday. Meadows later altered his tone, saying that doctors are very pleased with Trump's vital signs. News of President Donald Trump's coronavirus diagnosis comes as COVID-19 infections have been rising for several weeks across the United States. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The U.S. leads the world with 7.3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. More than 209,000 people have died of infections. Only a handful of countries rank higher in deaths per capita. The Midwest is the latest hotspot, with Wisconsin reporting a record daily death toll Wednesday and hospitals in multiple cities running out of space. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Sudan's power-sharing government and several rebel groups formalized a peace agreement on Saturday aimed at resolving decades of regional conflicts which left millions displaced and hundreds of thousands dead. The three major groups signed a preliminary deal in August, two factions from the western region of Darfur and one from the south, after months of peace talks hosted by neighboring South Sudan. Sudan has been racked by simmering conflicts for decades after the oil-rich South seceded in 2011, an economic crisis fueled protests that led to the overthrow of veteran President Omar Hassan al-Bashir last year. Israelis across the country took to the streets on Saturday, continuing months of weekly protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, despite restrictions prompted by the coronavirus. Protesters gathered in clusters close to their homes, an attempt not to violate pandemic measures that limit movement to within 1 kilometer of one's place of residence. Police often went into the crowds of protesters in Tel Aviv, checking their identification documents to establish where they lived. Netanyahu has been the target of weekly demonstrations outside his official residence in Jerusalem since the summer, with protesters calling on him to resign over his trial on multiple corruption allegations and his response to the pandemic. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber Saturday detonated an explosives-laden mini truck in the country's eastern Nangarhar province, killing at least 15 people and injuring dozens more. A government spokesman in Nangarhar told VOA the deadly afternoon bombing in the Ghani Khel district occurred near a security installation linked to the Afghan spy agency. The war-ravaged country has witnessed an escalation of violence in recent weeks, even as representatives of the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents are holding peace talks in Doha, the capital of Qatar. The New England Patriots and the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs football game has been postponed until Monday or Tuesday due to positive coronavirus tests, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Patriots quarterback Cam Newton is one of the players who tested positive, according to ESPN, and the NFL said a player with Kansas City also did so. The only known Chiefs player to test positive is quarterback Jordan Ta'amu, a member of the practice squad who has not appeared in a game, but would have spent time in meetings with Super Bowl MVP Pat Mahomes and the team's other QBs. This is the second NFL game postponed this weekend. Pittsburgh at Tennessee was moved to Week 7 after an outbreak of the coronavirus with the Titans. I'm Julie Walker.
For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.